Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Tuesday, April 8, 2025.
Apple's fight for privacy against the UK government. Imagine a world where your data is always safe, but the government wants a way in. Apple Incorporated is challenging a UK government order that demands the company create a backdoor for its encrypted cloud storage. The Investigatory Powers Tribunal, a legal body overseeing government surveillance, has ruled that the details of this case should be public, despite concerns about national security. Judges Ravinder Singh and Jeremy Johnson determined that sharing basic information won't harm the public interest. Apple has long resisted backdoors in its encryption, arguing that such weaknesses could be exploited by hackers. In response to the government's demands, Apple removed its advanced data protection feature for new users in the UK. This legal battle highlights the ongoing conflict between government security measures and individual privacy rights, raising important questions about how technology companies will manage user data in the future.
Market turmoil following tariff announcement. Market chaos is escalating after President Donald Trump's recent tariff announcement on April 7, 2025. This move has caused significant drops in stock markets across Europe and Asia, with U.S. futures also taking a hit as traders pull back. Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, expressed worries in a letter to shareholders, warning that these tariffs could lead to rising prices for consumers and slow down economic growth. In China, investors reacted sharply after a public holiday, contributing to the market declines. European stock indexes also fell, prompting trade ministers from the European Union to meet and discuss their response to the U.S. tariffs. Trump remains resolute in his decision to impose tariffs on all countries, increasing conflicts in global trade. During a White House meeting, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to seek relief from these tariffs, highlighting ongoing negotiations between the U.S. and its allies. This situation underscores how interconnected our global economies are and the potential impact of trade decisions on everyday life.
Microsoft to shut down operations in China. Microsoft's joint venture Microsoft is set to shut down in Beijing, China by April 7, 2025, leading to the layoff of about 2,000 workers. This decision is part of Microsoft's strategy to stop outsourcing customer support in China, driven by rising tensions between the U.S. and China and tough competition from local firms like Kingsoft. Founded in 2002, Microsoft was Microsoft's first venture in China and grew to employ over 10,000 people globally. Closure raises important questions about how Microsoft will support its users in China who rely on popular products like Windows and Office. This move highlights the broader challenges foreign companies face in the current U.S.-China landscape.
New Zealand's defense spending boost. New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has announced a major increase in defense spending, committing 9 billion New Zealand dollars, or about 5.49 billion US dollars, over the next 4 years. This initiative aims to raise defense spending to 2% of the country's total economic output within 8 years, up from just over 1% now. A national security review in 2023 highlighted the need for stronger military capabilities amid rising tensions with China and Russia. The New Zealand Defense Force has faced challenges due to past budget cuts, leaving 3 naval ships inactive and delaying new vessel acquisitions. This funding will enhance military capabilities, including purchasing drones and replacing aging helicopters. As nations around the world reassess their defense strategies, New Zealand is taking a significant step to secure its future.
Gaza conflict's influence on Australian politics. The Gaza conflict is reshaping Australian politics as the country prepares for elections on May 3, 2025. Since Hamas's attack on Israel in 2023, the humanitarian crisis has led to significant Palestinian casualties and has shifted voter sentiment across Australia. Nonprofit worker AZ Fahmy in Sydney has withdrawn her support from the Labour Party, criticizing its response to the situation. Meanwhile, Hava Mendel in Brisbane is rallying against the party for not doing enough to combat anti-Semitic attacks. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's Labour Party faces challenges from the Conservative Liberal National Coalition, as his efforts to support both Palestinians and Israel have frustrated voters on both sides. In multicultural areas, the Labour Party could see major losses, especially among Muslim voters. The grassroots organization, the Muslim Vote, emphasizes that many voters want to prioritize the Gaza issue in their decisions. Overall, this conflict highlights how international events can deeply influence local politics.
Senator Warner critiques Trump's TikTok deadline extension. Senator Mark Warner, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, has raised alarms about President Donald Trump's decision to extend the deadline for ByteDance, the Chinese parent company of TikTok, to sell its U.S. assets. Warner argues this extension undermines laws meant to protect national security. Originally, ByteDance was required to divest TikTok's U.S. operations by January 19, 2024. Now, with a new 75-day extension, ByteDance can keep a major stake in TikTok, sparking serious concerns about user data protection and foreign influence. Warner insists any sale must ensure complete separation from ByteDance. The proposed deal faces skepticism over compliance with U.S. laws and potential consequences for national security. Meanwhile, the White House and TikTok have stayed silent, highlighting the ongoing complexities in U.S.-China relations regarding technology and data privacy. What does this mean for the future of user data security?
Data breach at DBS Group and Bank of China. A notable data breach has impacted DBS Group and the Bank of China in Singapore due to a cyber extortion incident involving their data vendor. Top and next tech-sensitive information for thousands of DBS clients is at risk, including names and loan details. The Bank of China reported that around 3,000 customers were affected as well. This breach, first reported just days earlier, highlights a pressing issue in cybersecurity. The Monetary Authority of Singapore and the Cybersecurity Agency are working together with both banks to address this crisis. As we rely more on digital services, it's crucial to consider how secure our personal information really is.
White House expands AI strategies. The White House is making waves with a new directive aimed at boosting artificial intelligence across federal agencies. Announced on April 7, 2025, this initiative requires agencies to appoint chief AI officers and create thorough strategies for implementing AI. President Biden's administration has rolled back previous protections, highlighting the need for basic safety measures in important AI applications. The Office of Management and Budget is encouraging a forward-thinking approach to leverage AI for better government services while cutting through red tape. The Federal Aviation Administration is already using AI to enhance aviation safety by analyzing incident reports. While this strategy promotes innovation, it raises crucial questions about privacy and data security. What does this mean for how we interact with government services in the future?
Ukrainian military operations in Belgorod. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced that Ukrainian troops are boldly stepping into Russia's Belgorod region for military operations aimed at protecting towns near the border. This marks a significant move as these troops have also maintained a presence in the Kursk region for 8 months following a cross-border attack. In a recent video address, Zelensky shared insights from Oleksandr Sursky, the commander of Ukraine's armed forces, about the situation on the front lines. He stressed that these operations are essential to safeguard Ukrainian territory, especially in the Sumy and Kharkiv regions. Zelensky recognized the efforts of the 225th Assault Regiment involved in these missions. The conflict, which began in 2014 when Russia took Crimea, has intensified since 2022. The recent actions in Belgorod are part of Ukraine's strategy to divert Russian forces from the main front lines in the Donetsk region.
Rising power demands from big tech. U.S. electric utilities are facing a dramatic increase in power demands as major technology companies race to establish new data centers for artificial intelligence. A recent survey found that nearly half of these utilities have received requests for power that exceed their peak capacity, signaling a significant challenge ahead. Many are ramping up their investments, with some even doubling their spending plans over the next 5 years. However, if they misjudge this demand, we could see more frequent blackouts and financial strain on consumers. Tech companies are complicating matters by seeking bids from multiple utility providers, inflating power forecasts. For instance, Sempra Energy's Texas subsidiary, Oncor Electric, reported requests for an additional 119 gigawatts of power, almost four times its peak usage. In Kansas and Missouri, demand from data centers has surged to over 11 gigawatts, slightly exceeding expectations for 2025. Rising costs for infrastructure, worsened by tariffs on materials, may further limit utilities' ability to expand. Meanwhile, new AI models like DeepSeek could potentially reduce power needs, offering a glimmer of hope in this challenging landscape.
Snap presidential election in South Korea. On April 8, 2025, South Korea announced a snap presidential election scheduled for June 3, following the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol. Constitutional Court ruled he broke the law by declaring martial law in December 2022 and sending troops to disrupt parliament. Under South Korean law, a new election must occur within 60 days if the presidency is vacant. Currently, Lee Jae-myung, the leading candidate from the Democratic Party, has 34% support in a recent Gallup poll, but he faces serious legal challenges, including trials for election law violations and corruption. The interim president, Han Duck-soo, will remain in office until the election, as his impeachment was overturned. This election is a pivotal moment for South Korea's democracy and could reshape its relationship with the United States amid ongoing economic strains.
Anthropic expands in Europe. Anthropic, a prominent U.S. artificial intelligence company known for its Claude chatbot, is creating over 100 new jobs in Europe, specifically in Dublin, Ireland, and London, United Kingdom. This exciting expansion aims to enhance the company's presence in a rapidly growing market that demands advanced AI solutions. Guillaume Prinsen, with his strong background from Stripe and Mooncard, will lead the Europe, Middle East, and Africa region. After raising $3.5 billion in a recent funding round, Anthropic is now valued at an impressive $61.5 billion, reflecting investor confidence in its innovative potential. The new roles will span sales, engineering, and research, directly addressing the rising need for AI solutions among businesses. This expansion promises not only to create valuable job opportunities, but also to positively impact local economies in Dublin and London.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.